Hi there, this is Tracy, and today we have a special guest to talk to you about the passive-aggressive covert narcissist. We all know about narcissists that are very overt, very obvious, and we can tell that they are by their actions and their words. But a passive-aggressive covert narcissist is like no other animal, and they are, according to Debbie, the most dangerous type of narcissists out there because the abuse is so hidden. If you can imagine someone that was so charming that even their own spouse didn't know they were being abused, if that happened to you, then this video is for you. So today I'd like to welcome my special guest, Debbie Mirza. Welcome.
Thank you, Tracy.
So full disclosure, everybody, Debbie runs the Denver meetup for narcissist abuse people, and I go down to visit her and she comes up to Boulder to visit me. So we're actually friends that go way back, and we've been helping each other along the way. So I'm really excited to hear about this. And we all know about narcissists and the overt kind. We can see it right all over the place, right? But Debbie, what is a covert narcissist for those of our members that don't really know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A covert narcissist has the exact same traits as an overt narcissist, but those traits are hard to notice, because they portray them in such a covert way, such a subtle, insidious way. So it's a very dangerous type of narcissist, because you find yourself, you don't see yourself being abused. It's not like no one's hitting you, no one's yelling at you. It's, they're actually, on the surface, very nice people. They're usually well-liked. They're usually pillars of society. They're oftentimes, they can be pastors and spiritual leaders and people that are very well-respected. They usually have really good jobs. They're not like, slacker type people. So they usually, especially in a dating situation, they will be your dream person when you're dating them, and even maybe at the beginning of your marriage, and then things start changing, but you don't really notice. But over time, your identity is very affected. Your self-image is very affected. You start losing confidence. You start shrinking, really. As a person. And then if they're a parent, they might be a mom or a dad that everybody loves and think, wow, how lucky are you to have a parent like this. But at home, and there, I would say there's varying degrees. There's definitely a spectrum with covert narcissists. And you can have a covert and an overt narcissist in one person. They can do very covert acts that you don't notice, very passive aggressive. And then they can do very things that are obviously abusive too. There's, those type of people. So sometimes a person is just a covert, and sometimes they have mixed things. So same traits, but done in a very, very extremely subtle way. It's so confusing that you're not able to see I'm being treated badly here.
So how does someone protect themselves if they can't see that they're being abused?
Yeah. I would say the biggest thing this pushes us to do is trust ourselves. With every covert narcissist I've had in my life, there are always times where my stomach feels tight, or I feel confused, or I'm jumbled inside, when they're talking to me. I'll have a conversation with them where they're acting like they're helpful and they're acting like they care, but I leave the conversation feeling really disarmed and really low self-esteem and incapable of making my own decision. And, you know, so they can come across like they care. They can say, you know, well, as an example, a friend of mine had a mom who was a covert narcissist. And to this day, she'll say things like, "Oh, honey, I love those pictures that you took, but I'm just wondering why the bangs were in your eyes," or, you know, I mean, that's like a little example, but just like the whole, or you know, "I'm just concerned." A lot of them will come at you with the, "Just really concerned that you're not actually, you don't really know what you're doing. And, you know, I mean, I think you're great, you know, and maybe this is the right track for you," but, you know.
So they're little tiny insults that just weaken you and your whole like persona. If you're having an amazing time, like if your career is on a trajectory and it's doing really well, mm-hmm. covert might be slowly just giving you dings down.
Yeah.
So they're taking away the air in your balloon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then oftentimes if it's a relationship, a romantic relationship, it can be covert for a very long time. And then during the discard phase, they can become very overt and very aggressive and saying very, you know, just really cruel behavior that you never saw all these years. So that's another thing that can happen with coverts.
Well, my divorce from a covert narcissist, in a million years, nobody would have ever suspected that he was a narcissist, doing things at home that no one else really knew about. No one would believe that, because in front of everyone, he was the charming prince that came in and swooped me up off of, you know. And yet, during the discard, that for me was the brain screw of all, where I didn't know who this person was. So unlike their personality.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's often the time, like for you, you know, that's often the time that people hear someone say, "This person's acting like a narcissist," or come across a book or an article or a YouTube video, or, you know, when you're Googling what's going on.
Put that as a keyword. What's going on?
What's going on? I'm sure that's in the Google search a lot. Yeah. Or confusing relationships or confusing people, or that often starts the awakening of what you've been dealing with without knowing it.
And I think I know for me, one of the tactics was the silent treatment for me. You know, that was his weapon of choice. There was always a reason why he was silent, and it was a bad day, it was a bad work, but it was basically punishing me for something. And I just said that was his mood. I wrote it off. I made excuses. But do they have any other kind of tactics that are common to covert narcissists?
The silent treatment is big. Definitely. I just realized your last question was, how can we tell? So yeah, to sum up what I just said is how your body feels. Really, really listen to that. Even though something in front of you can look a certain way, sound a certain way, if your body is having a reaction, something is up. And that's your biggest red flag of all time and your most accurate. And just to realize, when you're around someone, like with you, Tracy, when you're authentic and you're honest, and I never once feel convoluted around you, you know, and I don't question my own sanity around you. So just to recognize, okay, do I feel this way around everyone? No. So there's something I'm picking up from this person. So I did want to make that clear. I just realized.
Oh no, that helps.
Yeah, yeah. And then what was your last? Oh, other covert ways. It's really, really common that birthdays, holidays, special days to you are sabotaged. But they're sabotaged in a way. So many people I've talked to will say, I can't explain how. I just know I ended up crying every birthday growing up. you know? But my mom would have a great party for me, or my dad did do this, or my, you know, husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, they were nice. They'd always get me gifts, but somehow I ended up feeling like something was my fault. Like maybe I wasn't thankful enough, or, you know, by the end of the day, maybe they'd bring up like, wow, I didn't really feel appreciated. You know, I went to all that trouble to give you that gift. And I just, you know, don't really feel like you see that. And then you feel terrible. You're like, oh my gosh, I thought I thanked you. I felt appreciated. Oh my, am I this horrible person that's materialistic and, you know, all this stuff, when you're not. But so it's these, what it is the tactic is bringing the attention back to them. And they'll do that through multiple ways. And so that often happens on vacations, things you're excited about, things that should be about you, like a birthday. They will do things very covertly to draw the attention back to them and somehow make you feel bad about yourself.
I can see that. Personally, yeah. I have experience yeah. with that too. Definitely yeah. the holidays, the birthdays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's a way to make something that's special not special. And
yeah.
The passive aggressive part of this. So
yeah.
is there a covert and then a covert passive aggressive? Or is it all
It's like different and both. It's passive aggressive, they are being aggressive, mm-hmm. but in a passive way. The silent treatment would be an example of that. And as a way of punishment, like this one woman I spoke with, she had done this really big project and she had put a lot of their money into it and it was a risk. And she ended up losing a lot of money and she felt terrible. So the way her husband reacted to that was not by saying, you know what, it's okay. Yes, this is stressful, but look what you did. I'm so impressed. And now you've learned from this, go out and do another one. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in you. Instead of that, which is what love looks like, oh. right? He stayed silent. He wasn't mean. He, like an overt, here would be a difference too. An overt narcissist would tell you how horrible you are, how stupid you are, how you shouldn't have done that. You're terrible with money. You're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. A covert will just say nothing.
Right.
And just let you stew in your self abuse,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah.
So they're not validating, good try, way to go. You gave it your all, you know, but look yeah. how far you came. None of that would be there. They would just be like silently yeah. sulking. And uh-huh. in that sulk, you start to feel like, oh my God, I've done something wrong. He's never going to forgive me.
Yeah.
I've blown our savings, things like that. Yeah. But then you self-sabotage yeah. yourself.
Yeah, and it's, I had a thought. it's very cruel. Oh, that was my thought. Many people that get with covert narcissists are very empathic and they pick up on other people's feelings. So when someone gives you the silent treatment, if you're an empathic person, it makes you crazy because you spend hours and days and weeks trying to figure out what you did wrong. Why are they being sad? Maybe I should have said that. Maybe I did that. Oh, you know, that was probably too much. Oh, maybe, you know, mm-hmm. that's what it makes you do. And it just spins you into this out of control thing. And it's so cruel for someone to do that to you,
mm-hmm.
you know? The silent treatment is incredibly cruel and dishonoring of you as a person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that we know. Now I'm curious, yeah. why did you write your book?
I wrote my book because many years ago, I was looking for answers. I had someone in my life that was this classic covert narcissist. And I was so confused. It reached a place with this person. I was so utterly confused and hurt and devastated. And I did not know what was happening. And it started with a person in my life saying, this person is a narcissist. And it was like, what? That's the last word I would put to describe this person. This person's so nice. Everybody loves this person, you know. You would love this person if you met, you know, him or her. I'm purposely not saying, you know. But I was like, huh. I said, why are you saying that? And she was someone I had just met at the time, and she was very versed on the subject. And she said, I'm hearing a lot of classic signs. It's like, really? Like what? And everything she said rang true. So I was confused. And she said, you know, you need to start, you know, researching this. So I started researching it, but everything I came across was describing an overt, you know, very flamboyant and annoying and grandiose and flashy and, you know, obnoxious. And I was like, that does not describe this person. But there was enough stuff in there that I thought I need to research this more. So finally, through so much research, I came across the term covert. And it was like, gosh, what is this? It was kind of like the piece to the puzzle that I needed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that led me to then researching that. So I had a really difficult time finding a lot of information on covert. I had to dig and dig and dig and search, and there wasn't one book about it that I so desperately needed. So years went by, and a lot of healing later, and a lot of clarity, and something happened in my life that triggered the thought for this book, and it was like, you know what, this book needs to be out there. There's so many people that are so confused, like I was, because it is so confusing. So it was like this epiphany, almost like this book came to me, like, would you take me on? Mm-hmm. You know, and like, okay, I will. And I will put my all into this, and I will make it so comprehensive and helpful, because I'm going to create the book I needed,
right?
You know, many years ago. So yeah.
And it's a great book, everybody. I am like the highlighter queen, and I have so many pages highlighted in here. When I first started reading it, I was like texting Debbie going, oh my God, oh my God. And tell them who wrote the foreword to your book, because that's really exciting.
Yeah, so exciting. Meredith Miller of Inner Integration. She has a YouTube channel and a website. And she's wonderful, and she offered to write the foreword, and she did such a good job. And yeah, really, really so thrilled to have her do that.
That's pretty exciting. It's pretty, very cool that she jumped in there for you, because it is a topic that isn't really covered in a lot of books. And we both know that, you know, running narcissist meetup groups, that we run into victims of coverts all the time, and their head is just spinning, like, what happened? They don't understand it. And it's hard for other people, their friends and their family, to even grasp this, because, you know, the confusion of the overt narcissist, the obvious, and the abusive, you know, so many of our viewers get into a situation where, you know, the person is yelling at them and constantly putting them down and all this stuff. And then you've got this prince that's treating you really well in front of others. And, you know, the behaviors behind in the house aren't obviously shown to the world. How do they treat their children on a general note? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's exceptions and a spectrum, but how would they treat their children? Is there anything different about them?
Yeah, very, very confusing. And oftentimes, children who have a covert narcissistic parent don't really see it till they're in their 30s. I'm noticing that to be a big trend.
Wow.
Because it's so subtle. You know, and oftentimes I was just talking to a friend of mine whose dad is a covert narcissist, and she's having such a hard time because oftentimes these people consider that parent to be one of their closest friends for years.
Wow. You know?
Yeah. And it's devastating when your eyes start opening. It's both devastating and validating because you felt all this stuff growing up. But what happens with a narcissist is you end up blaming yourself and just think it's you. You know, I am too this. I was too sensitive. I was, you know, too dramatic. All the stuff that they plant in your head that actually is not true about you, but you believe it from a young age. So they're very stealthy. You know, again, they're the mom that volunteers and the dad that coaches soccer, and, you know, even your female friends, you know, are like, oh, I wish, you know, my husband was like that with your kids. He's so good with kids. And the mom can be that mom that has amazing birthday parties for you.
I did that.
But then later makes you feel bad, you know, like, you know, they will make the little comments to let you know how exhausted they are and how much that took and how expensive that was. And you're so hard to shop for. And I don't know what to get you, you know, just all this, these little things that chip away at your soul. Yeah, I would say a really common thing if you have a parent who's a covert narcissist is your whole life have felt responsible for their feelings. You know, if they are depressed, if they are angry, if they are tired, it's your fault. You know, if they had never had you, they would have been free. They would have been able to go after their dreams. Because of you, they're unhappy.
Right.
So that's something you feel a lot growing up with these people. And also that feeling of walking on eggshells. You know, because these are also just like with covert narcissists, the confusing thing is it's not all bad.
Right.
You know, these are people, then there's times they're so loving and so much fun and you feel so loved, you know, and that's why it's so insidious and so dangerous, because you can't clearly see the bad guy, right. You know? Yeah, it's.
And are other things that like they don't do, like we can sit there, you and I can make a red flag list, boom, 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 of what most narcissists have. But yeah. I think on the covert, there's behaviors that we don't see. Can you identify any of those guys?
Yeah, and it's such a good point because we get so used to dysfunction being our normal that we lose track of what love actually looks like, is supposed to look like, sound like, feel like, you know? So for instance, if you have, okay, let's say, you have an ex-spouse who's constantly putting you down, and you have, kids together. So when they're with the child, they're constantly putting you down. And they're telling your child, you know, they're so concerned that they're being influenced by this horrible person, which is you.
Wow.
You know? And then, but what isn't happening is if they, it's the whole actions don't match their words. If they really were so concerned, then why aren't they stepping in and trying to get full custody of the child because they're so concerned. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of it's like what the child doesn't see. You know, they hear the words mom is terrible or dad is terrible, but they don't see actions that are pursuing that child. That's what, you know, you're talking about, like what you don't notice.
Right.
Another example, okay, would be there's this woman I talked to that is this incredible artist, and she writes short stories and poems, and she paints and is amazing. And when she was trying to piece things together, she found this book of short poetry that she had made. And she realized for the first time in her very long marriage, because often these are like 10, 15, 20, 30. I talked to one woman who had been married to one for 40 years. It's very common for these to be really long relationships because they are so not clear. And there's a lot of happiness and love mixed in, you know? Mm-hmm. So this woman was trying to figure out what was going on, you know, in her relationship. And she's learning about covert narcissism, and she comes across this book of all these poems. And for the first time, it dawns on her, and she was married around 30 years. It dawns on her, her spouse never once read any of her poems.
Wow.
You know, he never once commented on her talent as a painter. It's that silence, you know, it's that thing, like you do not receive recognition from these people.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you said that triggered me to thinking about, you know, I'm in the marketing business, so I make websites. And in the beginning, my husband would like be looking at them and so excited and encouraging me. And then I don't think the last 5 years of our marriage, he ever looked at anything I was doing. It was just so unimportant. There was nothing he could do to bother, you know, himself with that. But as you said that, it triggered me. So I wonder if some of our viewers can think about things in that regard that might actually be this kind of behavior that they experienced and they just didn't even really think about it. That's a really good point. And you know what I love about your book is that you give all these examples. It's so helpful because as I read the book, I bet if I look through here, I would find in the sidebars, mom, ex-husband. I do. I wrote them down. I'm like, oh my God, that was my mother. Oh my God. So we love talking to people. People love watching videos because it's in the stories that we feel this part and find this part of ourselves and the relationships that we had. So your book is so full of like stories and, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. You get it. You don't have to like, oh, but that doesn't apply to me, but here's an example. And then you go, oh shit, that does apply to me. So I love that about your book.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, good. I'm good.
Really excited. So I think we're going to close it up for today, but I'm going to have you back and we'll have people ask more questions. So if y'all have questions about a covert narcissist, leave them in the comments and we'll make Debbie answer them for you, but we'll bring her back on too. And we'll talk and answer your questions in another session if everybody has questions about this. And Debbie, where can we buy your book? I'll put a link below, but go ahead, tell them.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, either through my website, that will lead you to Amazon. So it's on Amazon in paperback and ebook form.
Great.
Yeah. Well,
thank you so much for teaching us about the covert passive aggressive narcissist.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I always love talking to you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And we will see you soon. Bye-bye.